Well, hello, everybody. How's everyone been? Bonjour à tous. For this episode, I can hear you all heave a sigh of relief when I say it's actually only going to be a short one this time. Two reasons for this. One is I'm spending a little bit more time preparing for the next episode, which is going to be the Christmas special, which has got some nice bits in, which I hope you're all going to enjoy a lot. And secondly, I'm absolutely shattered after last weekend. So for those of you who don't know, last weekend we went down to Brighton. Thursday night we saw Steps and Sophie Ellis-Bextor, which was fantastic. Friday night, Miss Ruby, my partner, had a show on at the Old Market Theatre, which was Extravaganza, the show was called, which was a great success. Quite tiring after a long day and a lot of stress with the preparations. But all worth it in the end. If anyone's interested in the performance, he's posted a video on his Insta. So it's Miss, I think it's Miss underscore Ruby underscore. But then it doesn't end there. Saturday morning, we had to get up early to get to London because we participated in the London Red Run, which is a huge run in Victoria Park, which raises money for people living with HIV in the UK. So we were running for the Terence Higgins Trust. Thank you to everybody who made a donation. If anyone is still interested in making a donation, there is still time. The link is in my bio. If you want to, the details are there. And then if that wasn't enough, when we were completely shattered by the end of the run, we went out on Saturday evening in centre of London and then had to get up early to get the train back on Sunday. So I'm quite sure you can understand that, we're too old for this now. I hope you enjoyed the last episode, which was my first ever interview with my friend Sam, who I used to work with in Disneyland. If you haven't listened to it, it's definitely worth a listen, I think. Mon Ami de Disney, the title of the episode is called. So for this episode, I'm going to start off with my song recommendation, which has actually been suggested by Sam. So after the episode, she texted me and she said, "Do you remember this song?" Which I had completely forgotten about until she mentioned it. So the song is by a group called Zebda, Z-E-B-D-A. And the title of the song is Tomber la chemise, T-O-M-B-E-R, next word L-A, next word C-H-E-M-I-S-E. So this song was huge when we lived in France. Really, really big. I don't think it made it out of France, to be honest. But it is such a bizarre song. So the first thing, literal translation of that, tomber la chemise, I took it to mean take your shirt off. Take off your shirt. Somebody doesn't think it means this translation. She thinks it means the expression like roll your sleeves up. Reason for this is the video is a most bizarre. It's about a removal company going around different people's houses, moving things in and out. And it's like getting on with their job. So I've done a bit of research, and according to Wikipedia, the meaning is get ready to play hard. So it's from a group from Toulouse, and apparently it reached number one on the singles chart. It's one of those kind of anthem songs in France. It's one of those things that gets sung, you know, by a bunch of lagerlouts kind of thing, or if someone's had a few too many at a party or something like that. And everyone sings along and doesn't really know what it means. It's one of those ones. So covers and parodies of the song. Apparently there was one called Soldez la chemise, which sell off your shirt. And also one called Monte le pantalon, pull up your trousers. Interestingly, Sam said she thought it was a political song, which I can see could be used as a kind of feel-good kind of party political kind of song. I'm sure it probably has been used by that. Interesting fact, if you do watch the video, it's on YouTube if you want to listen to it. And it's one of those ones that you're going to have in your head. I had it in my head for like at least 2 days after she mentioned it to me. But interesting fact, you might notice a surprise cameo in it from a famous French actor, comedy actor, who's actually he's in many things. But recently I reviewed Amelie, and he's in this. He's the grocer's assistant who plays a very kind character in that. And his name is Jamel Debbouze. He does a lot of stand-up, but he's also done a lot of small roles as well in films. Very funny character. Let me know if you listen to this song and let me know what you think about it. I'd be very interested. So for my déjà vu film review for this episode, I was going to choose quite a dark thriller, which I'll give you a preview. It's called Swimming Pool, but I haven't had a chance to watch it recently, so I'm going to go with one that I know, which I've watched recently. And surprise, surprise, it's another French comedy. So this one, the title is Pédale Douce. Pédale Douce. Literal translation is soft pedal, which kind of doesn't really make much sense, but it's a play on words, I think, because the first word, pédale, has two meanings. It's a kind of connotation for someone who's gay. It used to have quite a negative connotation, actually, but I think it can be used non-derogatory in certain situations too. I think it depends on the situation of when someone is calling you pédale. But anyway, this film is absolutely hilarious. So it stars the fantastic Fanny Ardant, fantastic French actress. She's done many, many films, straight and comedic. And alongside her, the fantastic Patrick Timsit, who's also done lots of comedy films as well. And then they're supported by the glamorous Michelle Larocque, who is another recognised, established French comedy actress. She also does stand-up, I think, as well. So the film is from 1996. So it's a classic 90s film. And I'll just give a quick summary of the plot. It's about a guy called Adrian who works in an advertising agency who, in the evening, frequents a gay restaurant and bar, which is owned by his best friend, Ava, played by Fanny Ardant. When his best customer invites him to dinner, he wants to impress him, and he doesn't think that by telling him he's gay, he'd be very impressed. So he asks his friend to pretend to be his wife at this dinner. One thing leads to another, and the customer, who is actually married, falls in love with his best friend who owns the gay bar. I won't give too much away about the ending, but it is it's a very clever, light-hearted comedy. A couple of highlights from the film, if anyone is going to look it up and watch it. Its opening scene is Adrian, who played by Patrick Timsit. He's lip-syncing the words to the fantastic Mylène Farmer song "Sans Contrefaçon." He's just had like a one-night stand. I think it's set in Marseille. I could be wrong. So he's just had like a one-night stand and he's on his way to work and he's getting changed literally in his car with music blaring out. Very funny scene indeed. Another good scene is the dinner party, which I mentioned, with the different invited guests and their different opinions. Fanny Ardant, she's definitely not subtle and she lets people know her views on different things, which is brilliant, which makes for a very funny scene. Her look as well, fantastic. She has the most fantastic hair in this film, which provides a really glamorous character. Halfway through the film, there's a scene where Adrian's colleague, who's also gay, who also frequents this gay bar, he's doing a striptease in kind of the back room of this bar. And the song, it's by the wonderful Dalida. She is a huge French icon. She did so many good songs. This one, though, it's very recognisable, but I wasn't sure what it was called, so I had to look it up. It's called Salma Ya Salma, S-A-L-M-A space Y-A space S-A-L-A-M-A. By Dalida. Great song, great scene, which ends with the employee, after his striptease, throwing his boxer shorts into the audience, which then land on his boss's face, therefore outing him as a gay man. Another little thing to look out for is the conversations between the chef and the waiter in the restaurant. That's a comedy sketch all by itself. So I hope you enjoy this film. While looking up the details of this film, I've discovered, similar to Les Visiteurs, which I mentioned in an earlier episode, I've discovered that they did a sequel. There's a sequel which came out in 2004 called Pédale Dure, which means hard pedal. And from the picture, it looks like the character played by Michelle Larocque is pregnant. I can't see any of the original cast apart from her in it, but I'm definitely going to be looking that one up. Hopefully I might be asking Father Christmas for that on my wish list this Christmas. So I hope you enjoy. If you do get around to watching it, please let me know what you think. And until next time. So for this episode's mot du jour, or recommended French word, I've gone for a word which can be used in lots of different situations. It's one of those words that you kind of use quite frequently. It's actuellement. So the literal translation is currently or now. So you'd say something like, actuellement je suis assis. So currently I'm sitting down. I'm guessing this is where the origins of actually come from as well, due to the similar spelling. But if you ever watch the French news on TV, I'm guessing this is why this is called les actualités. So it's kind of the news at the moment. So use this word to describe things in the present. Enjoy. So following on from my previous recommendations of places to visit in France, this one I would recommend for any art lovers, if you haven't already seen it. I love all types of art. My favourite style is Impressionism, which includes the fantastic work by Claude Monet. This is kind of two recommendations in one. So my main recommendation for a place to visit, it's in Paris again, funnily enough. It's very near the Louvre. It's on the corner of the Jardin des Tuileries, the Tuileries Gardens, and it's next to the Place de la Concorde. And the tourist attraction is l'Orangerie. What it is, it's an art gallery. They call it a museum, but it's actually an art gallery. It's quite small. If you don't know it's there, you can quite easily miss it. When I wanted to visit, I literally had to look for it. But once you know it's there, it's definitely a place somewhere where you will want to return, I'm sure. So amongst other paintings in the gallery, the main star attraction is that it's the home of the 8 large water lily paintings by Claude Monet. When I say large, okay, they are 2 meters high and 91 meters in total in length of all of the 8. These are huge paintings. When people see the pictures of the water lilies, like, you know, in a book or on TV or something, unless you have some kind of scale to see how large they are, people don't realise just how huge they are. So impressive. I mean, you can literally, you do have to stand back to take it all in, and you become immersed in the painting. They take up 2 of the rooms in the whole building, and the rooms are actually designed there in the shape of an oval. Claude Monet actually helped with the design of the building to show what he felt would be the best way to display his paintings. So it's a very old building. I think it closed for a little while it was being renovated, and has only recently reopened, I think. But it originally opened in 1927, so that shows you how old this building is. If anyone's interested, I've looked up the cost of entrance, €13 a head. Definitely worth the money. Please go and have a look. If you've already seen it, let me know what you think of the paintings. So the second part of this recommendation is the actual place where the water lilies were painted, which is Monet's actual house in Giverny, which is it's about a 1 hour's train ride northwest of Paris. So his house and garden, where the fantastic paintings were painted, it's open as a tourist attraction. I've had the chance of visiting it a few times. And I first discovered it on a school trip, and then I've revisited since when I lived there. So he lived there for 43 years, which is quite a long time, I think, to live in one house. Therefore, he designed the interior of the house. It's still kept in the same way that from when he lived there. He planted thousands of plants in the garden, which complemented the style, which I think is kind of a Japanese style. So in the garden, there is the famous bridge, which are in all the paintings, and of course the water lilies as well. It's quite surreal, really, because you look at the water lilies and it's literally like looking at one of the famous paintings that you've looked at all your life. But it's there in reality. It's the actual water lilies from the painting. There's also the weeping willow tree as well, which is featured in a lot of his paintings as well. The tourist attraction is actually open seasonally, and I've looked up the price for the entrance of that. Only €11. Again, definitely worth a visit. And they provide audio guides. So those are my recommendations for this episode. Let me know what you think, if you have visited or if you do get a chance to go and visit. Also, please let me know of any other places that you know of in France, which I could also mention on my podcast. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you want notifications of when a new one is published. It's every 2 weeks, but just a reminder. Don't forget to send me any feedback, any questions, or anything you'd like to see featured. My email address is itsallfrenchtome@outlook.com. Join me again in 2 weeks' time for my Christmas special. You don't want to miss it. There's some really good bits I've been planning for it. So I hope to see you then. Thanks for listening, and for now, a bientôt.